Delaware's first educational STEM hub is opening this week in a long impoverished community in the city of Wilmington that's undergoing a monumental revitalization. WHYY's Chris Barish got a sneak peek at the $27 million center that's for students and the general public.
Anybody riding through the industrial and retail wasteland of Northeast Boulevard in Wilmington over the last 2 years couldn't help but notice the impressive structure rising off the bedraggled strip. What stands there now, attached to Eastside Charter School, is a 41,000-square-foot brick-and-glass facility that will serve as the state's first community center for science, tech, engineering, and mathematics. Here, Eastside students can get classes in robotics, coding, chemistry, biology, gaming, 3D printing, renewable energy, and other STEM-related subjects. After the school day, the Wilmington Library will oversee programs available to anyone, regardless of where they live, for free. Eastside CEO Aaron Bass says the center will transform students' lives by providing opportunities they previously could only dream of in their K-8 school.
Most times you are excelling in school and somebody says you should get involved in STEM. If you didn't have access to a great education, if you didn't have somebody in your family that might be an engineer, then how do you access that? And so we felt like there was a void.
STEM Hub Director Ray Rhodes says the center won't just move the needle incrementally.
This, to me, was radical. We had to go bigger, and now people are going to see the impact that we're going to have for students and for our general community.
Autumn Rue teaches science and math and said the girls in her classes seem especially excited.
I've seen so many more girl students become interested in science, asking lots of questions. It's just endless opportunities for them, so I think it'll be huge.
The reclamation project in Riverside also includes 700 new homes in place of rundown public housing units and new teen and community centers. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.